approaching St. Mary's and Alamo.
Every day, tens of thousands of people in Bexar County, like Delia Slocum, board a VIA bus.
I like VIA. It's not a bad system. It's a safe way to get to places, and I like that.
VIA Metropolitan Transit covers 98% of Bexar County, and there are 95 routes. VIA is Slocum's main method of transportation because she doesn't know how to drive. Her only complaint about the system is frequency.
Instead of every 15 minutes the bus come, maybe try 10. I mean, I know it's probably impossible to make it any faster than that. That would be nice, especially when it's cold or raining.
It actually is possible to increase the speed and frequency of San Antonio's bus service. And that's what VIA and Councilman Ray Saldana want to do.
If you miss a bus by a minute or two, that means your next bus is not coming for another 45 minutes to an hour. And it's incredibly difficult when your work and your employment depends on being on time, like all of ours does.
I'm riding the 51 with Saldana. A 51 bus will come to most of its stops every 20 minutes on weekdays during peak periods. That increases to 30 minutes on the weekends. Sometimes the intervals between stops are a full hour.
We're still stuck in a system where we're behind in planning a system that works for everybody, not just those at the bottom, but those who would like to have a choice and leave their car at home.
Brian Buchanan is VIA's Senior Vice President of Development. He says improving frequency is one of the agency's top priorities, but it'll take more money.
We are working with our partners to find additional funding to get those frequencies down. You know, we'd really like to see buses coming every 15 to 20 minutes. You know, we feel that that's appealing to a transit rider, not only those that need transit, but also those that have other ways to get around.
VIA's attempt at a faster bus service is what led to the launch of VIA Primo in 2012. Primo buses are called articulated buses. They're longer and have a center that looks like an accordion to allow it to turn corners. A VIA Primo station will see a bus about every 10 minutes on the weekdays and 15 minutes on the weekends. Right now, there's one Primo line with a couple of extensions. They have about 5% more passengers than regular bus routes. VIA President and CEO Jeffrey Arndt says the Primo buses can move faster because they stop less frequently and have a signal priority system that alerts traffic signals to turn or stay green.
What you're doing is talking to the traffic signal and trying to either stretch the green so you can make it through or shorten the red so you don't have to wait as long.
By next year, VIA plans to add two more Primo routes on the Zarzamora Street on the west side and Southwest Military Drive. VIA's Brian Buchanan says the transit agency also is exploring the possibility of bus rapid transit. It would be faster than Primo because it wouldn't be on the street competing with other traffic.
In other cities, there is bus rapid transit where it actually operates in its own dedicated lane. So it has its own right-of-way in which it operates. And that usually allows the service to be more reliable and add that frequency through the corridor.
Senior citizens can ride for 25 cents from 9.
Councilman Ray Saldana says he considers bus rapid transit a solution to moving more people.
We have to adapt to the reality that we have more people getting two jobs, more people getting two important appointments like doctors and schools. I keep repeating this, but you need to give buses an advantage, and a BRT has an advantage over the vehicle in that it doesn't sit behind traffic or congestion.
Bus rapid transit is in VIA's 2040 plan, but right now there's not any money for it. VIA depends on revenues from a half-cent sales tax compared to a full-cent sales tax available to transit agencies in cities like Austin, Houston, and Dallas. Put another way, from the sales tax, VIA gets $93 per area resident. In comparison, Dallas gets $213. VIA CEO Jeffrey Arndt says VIA needs additional money if the city wants bus rapid transit.
The one-half-cent sales tax in San Antonio won't fund that level of improvement. So we are making a number of improvements within that half cent, but that half cent can only buy so much.
In November, the San Antonio City Council declined to provide additional funding from sources other than the sales tax to expand and improve VIA service. Community leaders like Ray Saldana say finding the extra money will determine whether mass transit in San Antonio keeps up with the times and the thousands of new residents who will be traveling around the region. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.